Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toku Wingwan. This is your Wātea News. The co-chair of Māori Pandemic Response Group, Te Ropu Whakakaupapa Uruta, says it's time to get the whole whānau immunised. Dr. Rawiri McCree-Jansen says with a more infectious Delta variant looming, the best defence is high vaccination rates, as well as maintaining vigilance and safe practices such as staying home when you're sick. He says Māori vaccination rates haven't been as high as they should have, probably because of poor messaging and confusing booking systems, but he'd like to see whānau ignore the booking system and turn up together to be vaccinated.
So the age group thing has come down to 55, but last Thursday the ministry actually explicitly said if you have somebody who's in the eligible group, so now 55 and over, in your household, the whole household can get vaccinated now. Now, that's the first sensible thing for quite a while, but it's really important because if Nanny's living with us, we should have all of us vaccinated. That protects Nanny.
Dr. Jansen says while anti-vaccination messages may have taken hold among some Māori already suspicious of the health system, elsewhere people are responding positively when they hear of friends and whānau who already have had their shots. One of the National Party's few Māori stalwarts is rating the party's annual conference at the weekend as a victory for leader Judith Collins. Rihari Dargaville, the party's former vice president Māori, says the voters losing confidence in Labour's ability to deliver on its promises and polling trending up for National and its partner ACT, she now has better prospects of leading the next government.
The biggest issue now is to actually have control over what happens within the party. A lot of the reasons why National really, people got turned off completely was the in-house debauchery, the in-house scandals. And if she can contain that and keep that on the hand, it'll be, as far as I'm concerned, winnable.
Rihari Dargaville says he was disappointed former Speaker Sir David Carter failed in his bid to replace Party President Peter Goodfellow, who he sees as being on National's right wing. Water Safety New Zealand and Splash Save are looking for influencers to teach water safety in their communities. Last year, there were 74 preventable fatal drownings, including four aged under five. Drowning is the leading cause of recreational death in New Zealand and the third highest cause of accidental death. Water Safety Kaihautū Rob Hewitt says the new program, including a parent pack developed by Splash Save, is an opportunity to give whānau the skills and knowledge they need to educate tamariki about staying safe in the water. Splash Save spokesperson Phil Waggett says the key safety message for under fives is constant active adult supervision around water. The program also helps parents teach their children basic water safety skills, such as floating, which lay the foundation for them confidently tackling more complex skills. And that is your Wātea News.